The monthly cattle on feed report was released, and no surprise, numbers are down. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. We are, of course, at the Nebraska State Fair, and that's a great opportunity to catch up with Kyle Bumstead, who is also here from a cattle perspective. I mean, you get a chance to see things going on in the barns, and then I'm sure to have this discussion of this cattle on feed report, which has no surprise that numbers are down once again.
That's right, Susan. Yeah, we're showing here today. We got a couple calves here, a couple heifers that we're going to be showing here tomorrow here in the 4-H breeding beef show. But yeah, as you mentioned here, we are down on numbers here. But some of the brighter spots here before I get to the not so bright spots. The on feed number 98.4%. The estimate was 98.1%. It came in on the upper end of the on feed range of estimates there, which was 97.4 to 98.4. The marketing number maybe construed a little bit friendly because it was above the estimates here, which means that we are still, pulling some cattle forward here potentially and still making our slaughter pace here. 94.3% was what the government USDA come out at, and the range was 94 to 94.7, and the estimate was 94.1. The number that's really going to throw some people for a loop here is that placement number. Now, this is going to affect the January through April marketings. The estimate was 87.0 to 94%. As far as the pre-report estimates with an average of 91.1%, but it came in at 93.9. So it was right at the very upper end of those placement guesses. So I would not be surprised with the move that we've seen here the last 2 weeks in this feeder cattle and live cattle market to see some sort of a setback here based off these numbers. Now, do I think it'll mean anything long-term? That's tough to say because the momentum is still higher. And when we look at these non-commercials and the way that these funds trade, they like to buy new highs and sell new lows. So we're not making new lows, we're making new highs. And it seems like you get that momentum coming in there. And a lot of folks have been saying here this past week, the open interest has been declining up here at the top and the changes in some of the spreads. But when we look at how this market has been trading and a lot of our markets here, now that we have, as we talked before this broadcast here about AI and things like that, mm-hmm. how these programs are fed their information, maybe some of that data isn't as reliable or as noteworthy as it once had been because we never used to have AI or these trading programs. Now we have these computer-aided trading programs. And so I think that they're going to take these numbers and they're going to trade it for a while. And like I've told a lot of folks, just wait until 10:30 on Monday morning, then we'll see which direction this market wants to go. And if we look at this past couple of weeks, that has been the pivotal moment or the pivotal time frame of this cattle complex has been that 9:30 to 10:30 time frame where we open up, we either sell off and then the market comes rip-roaring back around that 10:30 time frame, or we open up and we trade sideways and then it goes and takes off around that 10 to 10:30 time frame, or we've seen it where it's been higher and then it turns and goes lower around that 10:30 time frame. So there's something there right now currently as we've been trading here recently around that time frame that somebody's watching in order to make those adjustments on their algo programs.
And so I would say it seems to be like the little nugget that is catching the markets, the cog in the wheel, shall we say, of a daily trade.
That's correct. And, you know, some can say that it's the boxed beef market, the boxed beef numbers, they're front-running that, which boxed beef has been on a tear lately. And as we talked before, you know, boxed beef demand, is it here, is it not? It just depends on where you're at. I think it's a regional thing. There's areas where you can go to local steakhouses here in the Midwest and there's an hour and a half wait on the weekends to get in there. Or you can go to places on the coast where it's just a ghost town in steakhouses. So it just depends on where you're at, I think.
All right. Well, it'll be interesting to see what this market brings next week.
That's right. It will, Susan.
All right. Kyle Bumstead joining us. As we always remind you, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. That's a wrap-up of the August Cattle on Feed Report. I'm Susan Littlefield on the American Ag Network.